online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
Britain's most senior police officer admits forces are stretched and officers are tired after a report which says staff are struggling to deliver services effectively. The National Audit Office says there are fewer arrests and charges being brought, and the Home Office doesn't understand the impact of cuts in England and Wales. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dix says some officers are frustrated.
We have higher expectations and standards. The volumes that we are dealing with are much more complex, particularly in terms of serious violence, particularly in terms of new crimes, particularly in terms of the extraordinary volumes of digital material.
The Home Office insists it's increasing money for policing this year. A man's been charged with attempted murder after a woman was taken to hospital with head injuries after being attacked in Mepham. It happened near Waterloo Road in the early hours of last Monday. 42-year-old Alexander Weston from Churchfields in West Morling has been remanded in custody and is due at Crown Court next month. An 89-year-old man's died in hospital following a crash near Sandwich. He was taken to a London hospital for treatment after it happened on the Sandwich Road close to Woodnesborough on Sunday night. An 18-year-old arrested on suspicion of drug driving and dangerous driving has been released while investigations continue.
KM FM News.
There are calls for employers to change their attitudes to mental health as research finds many workers won't tell their bosses if they're suffering. Nearly 50% of people are struggling with issues including anxiety and stress at work. Founder of Sanctus Mental Health Support, James Routledge, says employers need to do more.
People don't want to go to work and pretend to be something they're not. They don't want to puff their chest out and leave their personal life at the door, you know, and they want to be able to kind of show up and be themselves. So if, and as an employer, you can make a commitment to mental health, you're going to attract and retain the best talent and you're going to get the most out of people.
Prince William's launching an initiative for employers to help improve well-being at work. The widow of one of the victims of the Westminster terror attack has been giving evidence at the inquest into the deaths. Melissa Cochran, who was married to Kurt, says she didn't see Dartford-born Khalid Massoud's car as it came towards them in March last year.
KMFM. KMFM News.
It's hoped new technology designed by Kent's company will help keep children safer on school trips. Dozens of schools in the county are already using wristbands made by the Hug Group, which send a warning to teachers' phones if a child gets too far away. Chief Exec Andy Davis says it will make outings more enjoyable.
If that child does sort of disappear, and you know, even if they haven't come to any harm, they could be, you know, very distraught if they think they're lost. You know, obviously, sort of for the teaching staff trying to find that child, yeah, it's a massively upsetting process. And that's what we prevent from happening in the first place.
There's been a rise in the number of people in Kent who are out of work. 21,500 were claiming jobless benefits in the county in August, up by more than 300 on the previous month. Nationally, the number of people in work has continued to rise while average earnings have grown slightly faster than inflation. A football league for men in Kent who are looking to lose weight is now underway. Man v Fat is aiming to help people become healthier and gives out points for teams who drop pounds as well as win matches. Games and training will be taking place in Stroud every week. 33-year-old police community support officer Steve Vincent from Gravesend has signed up.
I've been trying to lose a bit of weight. I've got my third child due in December, so I decided, you know, better time now than to lose some weight, and playing football is what I love doing, so thought I'd give it a go.
He's aiming to lose almost 3 stone.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket, and Kent will be hoping to take some quick wickets this afternoon on day two of their county championship match against Middlesex. With more on that and the rest of the sport list lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, Kent were bowled out for 192 at Lord's this morning after the home side made 161 in their first innings. Middlesex are now batting again. A short time ago, they were on 98 for 2. Meantime, all-rounder Darren Stevens has signed a new one-year deal with Kent. The 42-year-old scored a half century yesterday. Staying with cricket, and England have picked up 2 wickets today as they look to complete victory over India in their final test at the Oval. A short time ago, India were on 154 for 5, chasing 464. Opener KL Rahul has completed a century. And in football, Maidstone United have named former Billericay boss Harry Wheeler as their new manager. He was one of 54 people who applied for the job after Jay Saunders left 2 weeks ago. He'll take charge for their match against National League leaders Harrogate on Saturday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.